Ownership, the state of possessing something. 1 Corinthians 10:26 says, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." That settles ownership. Or does it? Romans 8:17 says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Galatians 4:7. "Wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Let me see. The earth is the Lord's, but he made us his heirs. Then our Lord died. So his will went into effect. It follows that we should inherit what belonged to him. Now, before anyone gets excited, let me state clearly that this inheritance is effective only when we are in Christ. So technically, God's estate stays intact, even though his will, his covenant, is testated. The point being made here is that the earth belongs to God's children. What does this mean? First of all, we are commanded what to do. Mark 16:15 says, "And he said unto them, Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The purpose of this command was for us to make non-believers into believers, i.e. children of God. There's no land grab implied by our ownership of earth. We are to focus on the gospel of Christ Jesus. Jesus told us, Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Hence, by focusing on the gospel, we de facto receive the material aspects of our inheritance. This happens, though, as we attack every stronghold of the enemy. Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So, we must spread the gospel in high places in order to take ownership. Any non-believer who is in a position of authority on earth is a squatter, a pretender. Matthew 16:18, "And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, confession of Christ Jesus as Lord, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We are to unseat the enemy by converting his followers into believers. Let's get to work. Don't be afraid of the giants. We are well able to take the land. Though we are heirs, the ownership of ourselves is clearly God. He owns us by creation. Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." By redemption. 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." By infilling. 1 Corinthians 6:19. "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own?" 2020:7-14 update. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Psalm 24:1. "And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which you planted not, do you eat?" Joshua 24:13. God has always taken the lands that the heathens and pagans have squatted on and given them to his people. Those to whom God gave the land had to go into the land and possess it Abraham did, Joshua did, and persecuted Christians did. When Jesus finished his work on Calvary and rose from the dead, all power in heaven and earth was given to him. Matthew 28:18. Jesus became Lord of lords and King of kings. Revelation 17:14. Revelation 19:16. This means that everything belongs to Christ Jesus. Those who receive him as Lord and Savior become co-heirs with him. Romans 8:17. This means that Christians are co-owners of all things with Christ. It means that those outside of Christ are squatting on his property and may legally be removed at any time. No secular laws or kingdoms take precedence over the spiritual kingdom of Christ Jesus, which is the kingdom of God. Again, non-Christians have no moral or legal ground for occupying any portion of the earth. Any that they are occupying is by grace.